With that, I'm going to call the meeting to order at 9:02 Montana time, and I'll take any public comment for non-agenda items.
Duke and I on again.
Oh. Yeah, Mike just logged in.
Hey, Mike's here.
Yeah.
I will ask for a conflict of interest declarations. I'll start off with Dick Fast.
None. Thank you.
Brian Wheeler.
Not with this agenda.
Mike Dukenoy.
None.
Joe Shropshire.
None.
All right. Moving right along, we are on to business action items, District Ordinance 97-1002, Rates and Charges Amendment, second reading.
So this is basically the same ordinance you approved at first reading at the May meeting. Nothing's changed on it. So the second reading will be final. And then this will go into effect 30 days from now. So we're trying to line everything up for a July 1 effective date for the new rates.
Is there a requirement that we have a third reading or just two?
No. What would trigger a third reading is if we made changes to the first or second reading, that would kick us into a third reading. That shouldn't be the case here. And then basically we're moving from ordinance rates to resolution rate setting, which will make the process easier in that a resolution, you don't need two or three readings of it. So this sets us up to convert over to a resolution format, which was what Dan Simmons had recommended we do. And Dan helped us with the rate resolution, which is the next thing on the agenda.
This essentially sets us up to match the revenue streams that we projected in our underwriting, correct?
Yep.
All right. I'll make a motion that we approve this final reading of ordinance number 97-1002, public sewer and water system rate ordinance.
I'll second it.
I have a motion from Mike Dukenoy, a second from Bill Shropshire for approving 97-1002 rate ordinance. All those in favor say aye.
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 Passes unanimously.
And the second document is resolution 2105, which has tables in it that shows the existing rates, and kind of the second half gets into the new rates and charges. So everything's listed in the resolution, and then there's the miscellaneous categories or the exhibit attached to that. So it's a pretty straightforward document.
And entertain a motion on resolution number 21-05.
I'll make a motion. Brian Wheeler.
Brian Wheeler made a motion. We have a second.
I'll second it.
Dick Fast seconds the motion. Is there any public comment? Hearing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Passes unanimously.
So this will go into effect July 1st. Real quick, we've got RSCIs coming in tomorrow with three or four of their people. So we're going to do a site visit. We're going to have lunch here and then go down to the plant. I think they'll be here for a couple of days. And the notice to proceed was June 7th to start. So we'll be spending at least half the day with them tomorrow. We've got closings happening with the bank and with SRF. Terry, do you want to comment on that?
We'll be closing today on both the First Security Bank loan and the two smaller loans with the State Revolving Fund. We should have the state revolving fund loan, the funds transferred to our account sometime today, And then on the First Security Bank loan, we won't be drawing on that until we spend a little bit more of the district's funds as well as the SRF funds towards the project. The bank fee of $350,000 will be taken from the bank loan, and then the $5,000 in attorney fees that we'll be paying will be taken from the bank loan. That's the extent of it. So but they both closed today, and we should be good to go.
And we've got Tim Kent on the meeting, at least by phone. Tim, everything's lined up, Greg.
Yeah, what everything Terry said is correct. Working on getting that booked on our system today, and that first draw, which signifies the quote-unquote closing of the loan from Dan's perspective. So, yeah, that should all happen today, and we're good to go here.
Great.
Ron, when do we start seeing dirt being moved around?
Well, I'll have a better idea after our meeting tomorrow. They've been given permission to start June 7th. As far as mobilizing in, we'll get a better schedule from the contractors when we meet with them tomorrow.
Great.
Thanks again, Tim, for all your help and work getting us to where we are with our financing.
So our next meeting is June 22nd?
Correct.
Anybody have anything else?
Yeah, when's that group come in to do that dye test?
Well, we pushed them off for another 30 days. I'm reviewing responses again. And Mike, you had emailed us with a few questions. We're going to get back to you on that. But I'll be talking to the attorney later today.
I'm not trying to shoot holes in any of it. I think it was a legitimate response. Again, you're not guiding it. You're not steering it. But us as irrigators, I think that's a position that we have.
And that's totally valid. And so we'll be talking to the lawyers about it. And then we're not sure where all this is going to go, but we've got 30 more days built into it. We've got to file a response here later today. So.
That's good. Thank you.
Hey, Tom, you want to try to schedule something? I had the wrong email for Peter. It did get back to me last week. You want to try to schedule something towards the end of the week or your convenience?
Thursday would be best for me.
Okay.
I think that can work for my end.
Great. I will check with Peter Manka and see if we can do it maybe first thing Thursday morning.
Great.
I know that Terry over here has been working hard on getting some of the information, and I think you're feeling more comfortable with sharing it now.
Yeah, Ron and I are working on putting all the data together, and Ron's got a pivot table that we'll be able to use during our meeting to go through the various questions that board members will have with respect to SFEs, annual usage, and so forth.
Great. And maybe we can just use that summary that I put together, Tom, that Peter said looked good as well, so we can start at least looking at some of those topics.
Great. Thanks for putting that together, Brian. It's a good start.
Yeah. Look forward to it. Thanks.
All right. I take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Got a motion by Bill Shropshire and second by Dick Fast to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
All right.
Aye.